Hi, this is Sam Ben Ruby from the Grape Nation, and we are live at the Charleston Wine and Food Festival. We are at the Heritage Radio Network Teepee doing our teepee talks.
It's a cool teepee.
It is a cool teepee, yeah. And I have the privilege to stand next to one of the great chefs, certainly of the South, Thomas Marlowe. Thomas is the executive chef at Mimosa Grill, one of those places in Charlotte, North Carolina that you just got to get to, go to, be at, and see and all that.
Yes, it's part of the growing history of what Charlotte's becoming.
And we're also here, with our sponsor, Springer Mountain Farms Fresh Chicken. And Thomas, behind me, has this huge grill, and he's going to talk to us about a preparation. But Thomas, let's talk about you for a second.
Yep.
So you're from New York.
I'm from
you
upstate New
York. You made your
York,
way down south.
Yeah, in
why
2005.
And when?
The first time I came down, we checked out a culinary school, Johnson & Wales, in Charlotte. And Scott, I think it was this time of the year, so I think, what is it, like late February, March? We came down, the sky was blue, the sun was out, it was probably 70 degrees. And I said, I think I'll live here versus Rochester, where there's probably still 3 feet of snow and cold. And, you know, there's just a really cool opportunity to come down to Charlotte, especially because what it was 10 years ago or 15 or 13 years ago to what it is right now is absolutely mind-boggling.
So you did school down here.
I did.
Never turned around and went back.
I did not go back.
So just quickly, tell me the road to Mimosa.
So I have a...
You were at Mimosa, and then tell...
I started at Mimosa way back when I first moved to Charlotte as a busboy or server's assistant. And kind of worked my way through different ranks and got a chance to travel and do some other work around the country. And then I got brought back to Charlotte and worked for the restaurant group that now owns Mimosa for the past 5 years.
Right. And you've been executive chef? You've been the head guy?
Yeah, for about three and a half years. Yeah.
You like that responsibility?
Yeah, it's a lot to handle over there, but it's definitely what I'm meant to be doing.
All right, so we are at the Charleston Wine and Food Festival. You're joining us, like I said, at the Heritage Radio Network Teepee. Springer Mountain Farms provided a lot of chicken for you.
They did, yeah.
And you are preparing chicken for us and for all the guests attending the festival.
Yep, lots of people.
Tell me what we're doing here. We're going to turn around, and there's this big, huge grill.
So we're working on a Sea Island Forge grill. So there's a big fire underneath. There's a gigantic, probably 50 to 80-pound big cast iron slab. Of metal. And then there's a really cool little maneuvering top. So what we've got on the top is a bunch of pita bread that we've made at Mimosa yesterday. We put it all in the
homemade pita.
Yeah, we made it, and we fired it off in the wood-burning grill at Mimosa yesterday.
Okay.
It took Andrew and I pretty much a lot longer than we thought it was going to take, but it's okay. And then on the chicken...
You figure you'd know by now how much time, but that's okay.
Yeah, whatever. It's the way that it goes. And then the chicken is marinated in a good friend of mine made us a bunch of yogurt. Zach Gadberry, Una Olive Volta Cheese Company. He made a bunch of yogurt, and we marinated the chicken.
So a homemade yogurt?
Yeah, he made it for us.
Prepared yogurt.
Zach makes a lot of mozzarella, ricotta, different cheeses. We also use a lot of his cultured butter that we're going to be putting on the oysters
tomorrow.
So he's
an artisanal dairy guy.
Yeah, he's pretty rocking dude. So
the chicken looks to me sort of ground or chopped.
Shredded.
It's chicken that's shredded.
Breasts. It's chicken thigh.
Boneless,
skinless chicken thigh that's been marinated. And then we grilled it off on the wood-burning grill at Mimosa. Finished it off in the oven, and then we shredded it the next morning.
Okay. And the yogurt, thighs tend to be very moist.
Yeah.
But the yogurt...
The yogurt just adds a little bit of complexity to it. Helps break down some of the proteins to make it just a little bit better. And then, you can also add a lot of flavor. So in the yogurt, we got serrano chilies, ancho, chili pepper, lime.
So it's highly seasoned.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get myself in trouble, but you're going to take the chicken.
Yep.
You're going to put it in the homemade
pita. So we got a little...
And I'm assuming there's like a little special sauce or something?
Yeah, we made it from the yogurt that we didn't marinate the chicken with. We made a little serrano chili yogurt.
Okay.
We put a little carrot slaw with some cilantro and pickled baby bell peppers.
Right.
Just hopefully lunch kind of, so we're getting a little bit past lunch.
Yeah. We're going to get off the air soon, and we're going to let everybody eat the stuff.
There's a lot of people around.
But let me ask you something. Springer Mountain Farms makes a natural chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, talk to me about how important ingredients are and the type of ingredients and natural, local, your access to all of that stuff.
Yeah, so we purchase a lot of local goods. I mean, a good example is the cheese. On a bigger scale is obviously the chicken. It's a big staple of what we do at Mimosa. It's a lot on the lunch menu. We do fried chicken at night. And being able to partner with really good farms that really put in a lot of energy to create that partnership.
Right.
You really need to have a partnership with
right.
the farms that you're buying from.
Right.
Because you are so important to their success. And
you're a partner in a way.
Exactly.
You know,
so you have to be able to
them.
Formulate those different types of relationships to be able to bring as much business and much food as we bring in. We got to know where it's coming from, and we got to be able to stand behind it. So that's definitely true with Springer.
Do you have access to everything you want and need? Produce, meats, all of that stuff? Do you have to go far?
So,
or you could support locally?
You know, you asked me why I kind of came down to Charlotte, but I mean, even in Charlotte, you kind of get these different growing.
Well, you answered it. It was for the weather.
Yeah, the weather. But also, you know, the weather also has a lot to do with the different growing seasons that are available.
Right.
So you're going
right.
to have farmers that'll be coming out with winter crops in the next, you know, if the sun stays out like this, it'll be next week they'll be batting down the doors
with a
whole different round of things that we haven't been able to see for the last couple of months. And then they'll be able to turn that on during summer and then spring. So, you know, they'll start bringing you fall different squashes in the later part of
right.
the summer because they're going to start putting in
which
the ground right now.
Which dictates and drives your menu and
absolutely.
What you're serving and
yeah.
how much of it and all that.
Every day.
Charleston's known for low country cooking. Does Charlotte have title or moniker or
Charlotte's like the ugly stepsister, you know?
Is there anything?
I think we're you know, we have a really good relationship with a bunch of all the chefs that are in Charlotte. We're really
right.
trying to band together to kind of grow a good group of people that are equally minded, but whether they're artisans or producers or farmers or chefs or restaurateurs and really try to bring that together. And, you know, the saying in Charlotte is all ships rise. So
right.
we're a little bit behind, but we're trying to catch up.
Yeah. Is this your first Charleston Wine and Food Festival?
This is, yes.
It is. And based on everybody, I don't know if everyone is standing around because this is such a stimulating, intriguing interview, or they're waiting for the food, but both of them are good answers, so.
I think that it's actually the grill.
Yeah. It
That's
is a very intriguing
like,
grill.
It's this teepee. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
We got the best spot in the whole village, so.
Yeah. So I'm talking to Thomas Marlowe. Thomas is from Mimosa Grill. Thomas is the executive chef. Thomas is down here as one of the guest chefs at the Culinary Village, and he is preparing homemade pitas with
yep.
Springer Mountain Farms natural chicken.
Right.
And
it's about time to eat.
It is about time to eat. So, Thomas, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
For taking a few minutes. I know you're busy. I caught you right at setup, so
yeah.
I know you got to kind of catch up and all that. We're anxious to taste everything. And good luck with the restaurant, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Right on. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you to Thomas Marlowe. Thank you to our sponsor, Springer Mountain Farms. They make a delicious fresh chicken. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do an episode of The Grape Nation. We're going to talk to some Virginia winemakers, and hopefully our friend Eric Asimov's going to stop by.
Oh, we just did a dinner with Eric.
You did?
Yeah, right before
I know he's in
down.
Town. I'm just trying to get him
Yeah, he's around here somewhere.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.